With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A Jewish rabbi in Whitefish is receiving national recognition for her leadership in standing up to anti-Semitism. Nikki Willette reports.
Rabbi Francine Rosten is one of this year's Rabbinic Human Rights Heroes, awarded by TRUA, a nonprofit organization of rabbis that advocates for human rights.
I'm taking it as encouragement for keeping up the fight, either for defending the Jewish people against anti-Semitic attacks or defending any people who are being attacked or ignored or discriminated against.
Rosten was one of several people in Whitefish targeted by the neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer late last year. Her personal information was shared online and readers were directed to contact her with anti-Semitic messages, which they did in droves. The award lauds Rosten's community leadership in the face of this recent harassment and a career of standing up for Jewish values. Tanya Gersh, another Whitefish resident targeted by the Daily Stormer, recently filed a lawsuit against the site's founder, Andrew Anglin. Gersh is represented by the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana sheriff's deputy was shot and killed during an early morning traffic stop today. Edward O'Brien reports.
Broadwater County Sheriff's Deputy Mason Moore was shot and killed Tuesday morning near Three Forks. Two Belgrade men, a father and a son, are being held after a shootout with police. Gallatin County Sheriff Brian Goodkin says Broadwater County Dispatch lost contact with Moore shortly after he radioed in to announce he was initiating a routine traffic stop.
The dispatcher was unable to get a hold of the deputy, contacted us, and Highway Patrol, I believe, was the first one on scene, and then we were the second on scene, found the deputy had been shot and killed. So we immediately called for backup. We had no information. No one else was on scene.
So the first responders then turned to technology to identify the suspects.
We got the camera out of the vehicle. We were able to identify the vehicle and put it out statewide. And that's when Butte Silverbow located the vehicle. And that's when they started to pursue.
Butte Silverbow County Sheriff Ed Lester says the suspects fired shots at officers who pursued them for over 100 miles across parts of five counties. The chase ended about 35 miles east of Missoula. Officers say the passenger, 39-year-old Marshall Barris of Belgrade, got out of the vehicle and shot at officers who returned fire and wounded him. Barris's father, 61-year-old Lloyd Barris, was arrested on suspicion of deliberate homicide. Gallatin County Sheriff Goodkin says 38-year-old Deputy Mason Moore is survived by his wife and three children.
Do me a favor, and if you see a peace officer around, smile and wave at him because we could use it this week.
Montana's U.S. Senators John Tester, Steve Daines, and Montana Attorney General Tim Fox all released statements honoring Mason Moore's sacrifice and memory. He'd been a deputy for 3 years and is the 129th Montana law enforcement officer to die in the line of duty since 1878. Edward O'Brien.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. While about $12 million is financing the U.S. House race between Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Rob Quist, the Libertarian candidate says contributions to his campaign are just starting to roll in. Corn Cates Carney reports.
The main party candidates have each brought in over $3 million to fund their campaigns. Outside groups have dumped millions more picking sides between the Republican and Democrat, according to federal election reports. Those reports also show that Libertarian candidate Mark Wicks has raised $2,030, coming entirely from individual donations. Wicks says his campaign hadn't raised enough money to require reporting to the Federal Elections Commission until after he appeared in the first U.S. House debate on the Montana Television Network last month.
My support has been growing leaps and bounds since the debate.
The debate was the first time many voters were exposed to Wicks. Wick says he knows he can't compete with the main party candidates financially and must rely on good messaging. Wick has also not received any money from a political party or political action committees, known as PACs. In the last three U.S. House races, Libertarians in Montana have received around 3 or 4% of the total vote. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Tribes representing tens of thousands of Indigenous people in the U.S. and Canada will be signing a declaration against the planned Keystone XL oil pipeline. Leaders of the Blackfoot Confederacy in Canada and the Great Sioux Nation and Ponca Tribe in the U.S. plan to sign their declaration at a ceremony tomorrow in Calgary, Alberta, the city where pipeline developer TransCanada is based. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.